Valentine's Day at Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's February 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of February, 1920, the League of Nations officially recognized the perpetual neutrality of Switzerland. Because you can't fight a war when your army's only weapon is a knife that turns into scissors and a toothpick.
Ready! Aim! Tweezers!
Have a great February 13th, the greatest day ever.
BS, the League of Nations was a crap idea. It became the United Nations, and look at how they all hate this country. It's a bunch of globalists.
Shut up.
Okay.
WACV, Cusada. News Talk, 93.1 FM.
7 o'clock. Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting this morning, negotiations on DACA have begun, calling it our last chance to solve the puzzle. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants a more narrow focus.
Now is not the time nor the place to reform the entire legal immigration system.
Whatever they come up with, it has to have 60 votes to pass, and the president has to be willing to sign it. And so a group of seven GOP senators say their plan is the best chance at it. It has a path to citizenship for the Dreamers in exchange for $25 billion for border security and a wall. It limits chain migration and the visa lottery system.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And an American woman clinching the third gold medal for Team USA.
Before taking to the half pipe today, Chloe Kim tweeted that she was hungry and angry. But that didn't stop the 17-year-old blowing away the rest of the field.
Fox Radio, Simon Owen, Anthony Lipnitz, Fox News. We report.
What would you say if you woke up one morning and your favorite radio program was not on the air? Greg Budell, what do you think the average person would say?
Oh, my God!
Jay Scott, how do you think people would react?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Emily Hayes, do you think people would accept it?
Have you lost your mind?
How about you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, who do you think is the only person who does not listen to this program?
Winston Churchill.
Well, he's dead.
That's a great fact.
Well, don't worry, because here comes three men and a lady, and they'll be here tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that, and next week. And
that's
next
the month. Smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
That's right. They brought me in just because today is Fat Tuesday, right, Emily?
Yay, fun!
It is. And how do we celebrate?
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
In the words of Jay Scott, it is. Three men and a lady. Forgot one little copy and paste maneuver here, and there you go.
I miss Rich.
I was just thinking that, actually. I didn't want to say it out loud.
Why not?
Because
I miss him.
I just don't want to, I mean.
That opening of him doing the Winston Churchill, that's a great fact. And I was like, oh, yeah. I miss him.
It's weird.
It is. And is it because I'm such,
It has nothing to do with your job performance. You are A number one. It's just, I'm sure you miss him too.
Of course.
We just miss our friend. You know, I'm so emotional.
You know how I surprised you with that bottle? So I've got one of these. I got a surprise for Rich when he gets back.
Okay.
A bottle of glutathione.
Oh, your drugs.
It's not drugs. It's all natural. There's nothing artificial.
Yeah.
You want to
hear the same thing from people that smoke pot. It's all natural. God planted it.
Well, we love it because it's...
And in a lot of people's minds, that's not a drug either.
It's a powerful antioxidant.
Of course you would say that.
Helps you with things like skin and muscle tone and energy, mental clarification.
Good.
Yeah, because you're not yourself when you don't take it.
No. And I'm going over there today.
You can tell.
Well, okay.
Because I need to chill.
And it's one thing when Rich tells us, you know, hey, I'm going on vacation, you know, we can prepare for it. But a sudden thing like this, and it's, you know.
And to know that he's...
Rusty came in yesterday. He was very...
Yeah, he was.
But just knowing that Rich has got to do so much of this by himself, and it's a heavy thing. I think that's where it really... Because we spend every day together.
Miss Bailey, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine... Because it's been almost a week.
She is going to pee the floor when she comes in and sees
you.
You don't know how excited she gets when he walks in every morning.
I've seen video.
She's very excited when she sees him. And after this long of not seeing him,
yeah,
she's really, she's going to bark a lot.
It's going to be fun. We should have cameras rolling when that moment occurs. I mean, soon she knows. As soon as she hears that back door open, mm-hmm. it's me at that time. And she's there, jumping up and spinning in circles. It's the cutest thing. In fact, it's
adorable.
Just like Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Patchy dense fog will slow you down in spots this morning. Take it easy. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy day, mild for February. Can't rule out a stray shower or two somewhere in the area today or tonight. High today, upper 60s to around 70. Low tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's high, around 70 again. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers. Upper 70s on Thursday with a small risk of showers both Thursday and Friday. Friday's high in the mid-70s. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you can stay on top of weather changes with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Should we save him a slice of king cake?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay.
Shouldn't we, though?
Oh, easily, yes.
I'm very selective about who I want to share the king cake with.
Can I be honest with you?
Oh, God, here we go.
Please do.
Parts of it are tasty. But it reminds me of a fruitcake. It's very dry bread.
What?
I want to put butter on it.
What are you talking about? It's madness.
No. I mean...
Yes.
I would never...
But yeah.
Yeah.
You will not say anything disparaging about the king cake again.
Look, I appreciate it. It's authentic. I noticed that right away, didn't I?
I haven't tried it yet.
It's amazing.
And this is an authentic king. I'm used
to... It's from Pullman's. Pullman's has three locations in Mobile. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. An amazing, phenomenal bakery.
Mm-hmm. It looks... I mean, when you open the box, it looks like a giant tractor tire, which is what we called a certain kind of donut with the treads in it.
Cruller?
Cruller, yeah.
Or cruller.
Cruller.
Yeah.
Cruller.
You want to fight about that today? Marmalade?
Lod.
Marmalade.
Parts of the actual body of the cake are very dry.
I was going
to
say...
Well, you know what? You people refused to go anywhere with me. We could have taken a family vacation down there this weekend.
I was busy. I had you missed, speaking, Mademoiselle, a phenomenal party at the Montgomery Country Club.
The bourbon party?
Yeah.
It's okay. I drank all the bourbon in Mobile County.
You would have been crazy. The layout for this event was spectacular.
I saw the Knob Creek barrel that was in the picture you sent. Yeah.
And being as elegant as I am, I fit right in, of course. I was just like a natural.
Did you wear your sweatpants tuxedo?
By the way, before I went to the country club, I went suit shopping for the wedding.
You got a wedding, yeah. You got a wedding to shop for.
And so I went to a place that caters to fancy guys like me and, Should I turn on Alexa Silver? So I go to the store.
Uh-huh.
And there's a young man there.
Uh-huh.
And he says, how can I help you?
Uh-huh.
I said, I don't know about that.
Uh-huh. I don't know about that.
I got a wedding in less than 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And I got to look good.
Uh-huh.
I'm slightly overweight. So here we go. Coming up, Norv Schindler's politically correct Valentine's Day gift shop. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We have news and a look at the roads coming up. I would like to talk about a great local company that was founded by a Montgomery police officer in 1964. He liked to make shutters, and he did a great job with them. So, maybe I can make this into a business. And that's when, long before the internet and everything else, this company grew on reputation because they made an outstanding product. One of the reasons their product is so good is they use a very specific kind of wood, a cedar that's grown in the Pacific Northwest that survives the hottest temperatures of the summer, well below zero during the winter, so it's a very hardy wood. So they use that to create their shutters, and that's why they last for decades. They come with the best guarantee on the planet. They can be functional, or they can be decorative, inside or outside your home. And now Southern Shutter has launched another line of window treatments and products, drapes, and so forth. It's all local. They sell their shutters all over North America, even Europe. But you can get a great deal right here by calling 294-1258 and having a chat with our friend Hunter, Hunter Robinson. He'll connect you. And you got to take a look at the website, southernshutter.com, because what you see there is very impressive. But that's how it looks up close and personal, I know, because I've toured the factory twice and seen it with my own eyes. Really an impressive product. Talk to Hunter at 294-1258 and have Southern Shutters installed in your home. I have not come up with my convoluted introduction to Random Facts yet. I should give that some thought. I was going to go downstairs, but I dasn't now.
I what?
I dasn't.
I dare. What? I dare shan't.
I dare. Yeah, dasn't do that.
I dare shan't.
Are we just making up words now? Marmalade.
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 Dasn't.
I feel like we're about to do a Bugs Bunny Daffy Duck routine where I flip it and you come back and because I can't remember which one I was arguing for.
You're absolutely correct.
All of that's coming up right now. We got your news and a look at the roads as we go down and visit the traffic dungeon with Mr.
Waka Waka.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Hello.
A Prattville man found guilty of sex trafficking of a minor, Michael Graham Lowe, was indicted after evidence was given that he and co-defendant Joshua Rose recruited, enticed, and transported a female victim for commercial sex while knowing the victim was a minor. The two would take the female victim to people's houses for sex, then use the money to buy drugs. A woman has been charged with two misdemeanors, but is now facing a third. See, Cassie Jane Ellis tried to spit in an officer's face. She's been charged with assault with bodily fluids and placed in the Montgomery County Jail. Well, at least she didn't try to throw poo like the monkeys do at the zoo. And investigators are working to find out what caused a house fire Monday in the 1500 block of Holt Street. Someone called the fire in. The fire department made quick work of the blaze, but the cause of the fire remains under investigation. That is a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Get ready for adventure.
Listen to this example of thrilling music in stereo.
If you frighten easily, turn off your radio now.
You're all set up, Big Daddy. 8 watts of pumping power.
This is where I work my radio magic.
We have got an incredible show today, right, ladies?
You all seem to enjoy the show, even though it isn't based in reality.
Come on. Come on, people.
Come on.
Come on, everybody.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go.
Now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Well, what a bunch of delightfully colorful characters.
Our show is reality.
Well, let's get started.
We have another totally awesome episode for you today.
This is real, people. This is not a drill.
This is exciting.
Yeah. All right, let's get this thing started.
Okay, here we go.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Some patchy fog out there this morning. Some of it's pretty thick, so be really careful if you run into some of that. Give yourself a little extra time this morning to get where you're going. Interstate systems are all clear. No problems there. Nothing on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway. The 31s are good so far. And we're not seeing anything on Taylor or Vaughn Road so far. Test drive or purchase a vehicle. You'll get to pop a balloon for a free prize at Reinhardt Toyota's Used Car Super Center. It's all about getting you the best car, truck, or van and saving you money. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Marguerite's has moved to Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road in East Montgomery. Marguerite's has made a very special Diamond by the Yard bracelet for your sweetie this Valentine's. The special 8-diamond bracelet is available in 14-karat white or yellow gold for just $99. How do they do it? Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. Make Valentine's the greatest this season for only $99. The $99 diamond bracelet is available exclusively at Marguerite's in Peppertree.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. C546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you don't have a significant other. Or do you? Keep the office busybodies guessing with Hot Boyfriend Bouquets. We'll send a gorgeous flower arrangement to your office from your quote-unquote boyfriend, complete with a romantic note signed by your choice of ruggedly handsome-sounding names, such as Chase, Brock, Stone, Bryce, or Braden. We'll include barely legible handwriting at no charge, so all your coworkers and friends will think that the arrangement was sent by a surgeon, athlete, or astronaut. And thanks to our double encrypted transaction technology, nobody will know you've sent it to yourself. Upgrade to a note written in Arabic, and the office biddies will think you're dating an oil sheik. Hot Boyfriend Bouquets for Valentine's Day. Order today.
I need it.
We're glad that you all could join us for music and laughs and fun. We'll wake you and entertain you. Yeah, we're gonna get it done. Get up and get dressed. Go have your breakfast. We'll make it the best morning that you ever had. Good morning.
All right, let's go with today's convoluted intro.
And now, it's time for
finding a worm in the bottom of
and a random
tequila.
I just always think of the way that Pee-wee dances.
I know. On the bar, with his boots, or shoes, whatever. Did you know, the United States Olympic Committee owns federal trademarks for the terms Olympic, Olympiad, and Go for the Gold?
It's like the Super Bowl. You know, you can't use any of these words without paying a fee. Screw them.
Yeah.
Turn off the Olympics.
That's why you have to have... That's why you hear so much... The big game. Yeah, get ready for the big game.
The big game. They probably have that trademark, too.
I heard commercials for... Come join us for the championship viewing of a football game between... It was like, golly.
Yeah. Iron Bowl doesn't do that, right?
No.
Okay.
Iron Bowl is Iron Bowl. Iron Bowl is always Alabama and Auburn. That's.
But, I mean, they don't, like, they haven't trademarked that.
Hell, as far as I know, maybe you're giving them an idea now. You're ruining it for everybody.
And money does that. Did you know that the oldest unbroken Olympic record is for the men's long jump? It has not been broken in 50 years.
Oh, wow.
The guy's name who broke it was Bob Beamon.
my God, I was thinking Bob in my head, but
I used to chew his gum all the time.
Ew.
Not his gum. Beeman's gum.
He jumped 8.9 meters. That's about 30 feet.
Is that the video?
Yes. That's the video, slow motion of him making the jump. And there he goes. And it is a long...
Whoa.
Dude's like 7 feet tall as it is.
Well, that helps.
Bless
him. So, yeah, it was a long jump.
Long.
Did you know that there's underwear that exists that has a special carbon filter?
Mm.
It's built in for people with excessive flatulence.
Fart drawers.
Wrong sound effect.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wrong ew.
The first comment says, thanks. This is going to be my birthday gift to people for the rest of the decades. did you know that the 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake altered the Earth's rotation and shortened the length of a day by 2.7 microseconds.
How do we know that? Science.
I was going to say science. I don't exactly know.
Now I know why time seems to be going... Let me take two. That's why time seems to be going by so fast. The days are, in fact, shorter. Jeez.
Did you know that Americans give more charitable donations than any other nation?
We feel more guilty. Sorry, what?
And no, that's crap.
Don't get mad at me. I went with what was on the top of my head.
I want to have a talk with your commissar. Comrade Emily.
I'm just saying.
Guilt.
I mean, I live with guilt every day.
Did you know that studies show facial hair popularity increases with the ratio of available men to women?
On women or men?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Studies show facial hair popularity increases with the ratio of available men to women, and those with beards are perceived as more dominant, suggesting the purpose is to compete for status rather than to attract mates.
What if they have a really crappy beard? Like, it just grows in kind of patchy.
Yeah, I know. I wish that's what's happened to mine since I trimmed it before I went on vacation.
No. I just mean, like, I know people that, like, there'll be, like, a patch of hair here, and then you get over here to this side, and then there's, like, a strap.
This is why...
It's not a full beard. At least yours is a full
somewhere
thing.
I have photos when I grew a beard, and I could grow a beard, but it didn't connect. I had... bald spots underneath my mustache.
Oh.
Yeah, I know people like that.
And it just didn't look good. It wasn't a good look for you. Plus, I had really long, thick hair, so I looked sort of gorilla-esque.
I don't know if I like the beard or if I like the just, like, maybe 2 days not shaved stubble.
I have a thought on that, but not on the air.
Oh, my God.
I really want to know what that thought is. Did you know that Marvel...
The initials are WB. Back to you, Jake.
WB. Wilford Brimley?
That's right, Jay. It gives you the diabetes.
So confused right now.
You look bewildered. Back to you, Jay.
Okay, moving on. Because I don't know where we're going anyway. Voice kind of cracked there.
Peter Brady. Do that episode where they're in the studio recording a song or whatever, and Peter Brady's all, but it's time to change.
Did you know that Marvel successfully argued in court that mutants are not people? Thus, they got to pay a lower rate on their X-Men line of toys instead of the higher rate for dolls because they're not human. That was such an interesting fact for Emily. Mouth agape.
I had to yawn.
That's exactly what was the thing.
I've had a long weekend.
Do you remember the random fact I did about Converse where they said, "Oh, those are like sandals or something, or they're whatever," because of the way that they had designed the shoe and how they used the sole of the shoe or something on
like the two holes in the side or
something about it. It let them. They were slippers
just,
or something.
Okay, so I just. So my brother never
technicality.
My brother never had dolls. He had action figures. So were action figures classified as something else?
If they were human, yes.
I didn't even know all this stuff was regulated like that.
I didn't either. I didn't know it either.
Yeah, some people have a lot of time.
Yep. Did you know that the word abracadabra actually dates back to the 3rd century? It was believed to make lethal diseases go away.
Oh.
What?
I was just thinking.
Abracadabra?
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking about fly like an eagle, an abracadabra.
It's probably more effective than Obamacare.
Oh, jeez.
Gonna reach out and grab you.
We'll talk about that this afternoon at 3 on Happy Hour.
Yes.
Did you know the policy of withholding victims' names until after families are informed? That began due to the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper.
Huh. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
So, let's move on.
But just that's where we get it from. Did you know the tuxedo gets its name from a town called Tuxedo Park in New York State?
Why?
Tuxedo, or a different way it's spelled and probably pronounced, as tuxedo.
No.
T-U-C-S-E-D-O. Tuxedo.
Back to the marmalade thing.
Is a Native American word, which means crooked river. But that's where they get the name from, for tuxedo. And finally, did you know, so we can just get out of this whole bit altogether.
What's wrong with you?
Babe Ruth's first professional home run was
Satchel Paige is dead.
What?
Satchel Paige is from Mobile.
Like a great ball player, so was Hank Aaron.
I know. I'm acutely aware.
Who I had the privilege of.
Got a great king cake from Mobile, too. Perfect. Just the way it is.
When did you buy it?
Yesterday afternoon before I came home.
Mm. I was going to ask, would it taste better if it was, like, warm?
You know what? Why don't you just finish random facts?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to tell you. I haven't had it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I thought it was phenomenal. I don't know what they're talking about.
Babe Ruth's first professional home run was against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I thought that was hockey.
I'm sure they had a baseball team. Yeah, they were a high-level minor league baseball club located in Canada. They played from 1896 to 1967.
When they became a hockey team?
I don't know.
Eh? But Abutis.
They were without a professional baseball team from 68 to 76. And then
they were former their hockey team.
The American League added the Blue Jays in 77.
And then they formed a hockey team. I'm not your buddy, guy.
And the Blue Jays won their very first game at Toronto's Exhibition Stadium April 5th, 1977, as Doug Ault hit 2 home runs.
Look at him go.
In the snow.
Those are all your random facts.
Is that it? There was not a single Mardi Gras fact on there.
We hope you was paying close.
Why?
Well, it's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Mardi Gras.
I know that this is what you live for.
I only have so much.
To live for?
I mean...
Put some beads on Irene and the other cat.
Loretta?
The other cat. That other one.
And you can remember random baseball facts, but someone you sit across from every day, you can't remember the names.
Name my two dogs.
Briscoe and Hershey.
I told you couldn't do it. That was good. I am humiliated, and from the bottom of my dark little heart,
I'm just
going
to die alone.
Hey, speaking of baseball,
what's the number for that boyfriend bouquet?
speaking of baseball, we have a former and rather accomplished Major League Baseball player is one of our Morning Maroon numbers.
No.
That's coming up.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
We go to Kelly, who has a random fact about traffic this morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
There's an 18-wheeler that ran into the back of a car in the turn lane on Chantilly Parkway, and traffic is... it's getting bad.
Ooh.
On Chantilly Parkway, where about? What?
It's right in front of the gas station that has the subway in it. The Chevron, maybe.
Oh,
right,
okay.
There around the Liberty gas station. But yeah. So
that's close to the, is that close to the bridge where 85 crosses over?
Yeah.
Yes. It's the red light before the bridge. Yes, sir.
Man, that's a big intersection.
That
so
is
imagine
be
it's
a giant.
It's
mess.
Backing up probably both ends of the...
In fact, I can tell you already, as much as Taylor Road sucks during rush hour, I would go down to Taylor and avoid that completely, because that's going to... The way that's designed, our interstate exits and entrances were designed by somebody who must have been on crack. Because they're just... I mean, every day I get off the boulevard, on the boulevard, and I got to come down to Carmichael Road, and there's 6 feet for you to change from the third lane to the right turn lane to get on Carmichael. Cars coming off 85. They want to either go straight or maybe... It's crazy. If it wasn't for politeness, there would be bodies piled up there every day. It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. I'm going to do a message here for Mr. Electric with a little help from one of our listeners. And I love this. Anytime I get... Yesterday we had a wonderful call from somebody who just purchased a car at Jack Ingram. I love it when you guys let me know how your experiences with our sponsors go. And listener Michelle, who's been with us for a long time, sent me a note yesterday. I wanted to let you know that Steve Levins from Mr. Electric was at my home today. He was everything you described when talking about Mr. Electric: professional, knowledgeable, personable, meticulous, and thorough. He was here for about 5 hours, so I definitely had plenty for him to fix and replace. He did a great job. Told him I heard about the company from listening to your show, which he said he loves as well. And thank you, Steve. So now I have that go-to electrician. And that's the thing. You may not have a need for an electrician this moment, but eventually you will. Let me create one for you if you don't have one. And that is, if you live in an older home, you've heard, because it's affected a couple of people that are close to us here at News Talk, the devastation of an electrical fire. And those things can be prevented, but you need to do what they call a checkup. Mr. Electric will come to your house, and especially, like I said, if you live in an older home, and do a thorough checkup on your entire electric system for just $199. What do you want to bet? That yours is in good shape, or do you want to take a chance on an aging home? Wiring can start to fritter and fray, and that's how these things get started. It's only $199 for a complete house checkup from Mr. Electric. And as she mentioned, the guys are terrific. They're master electricians. Their customer service starts with a welcome mat at your front door where they wipe their feet and then put on protective foot gear so they bring nothing in. And then if they do a repair in your home, they clean up the mess so all you're left is the great result that you called them for in the beginning. Now, you can look them up online at MrElectric.com. Great company. 36117 is the, you can type that into the zip code and it'll get you all the information you need, or call them right now at 269-8886. That's 269-8886 for Mr. Electric. And now it's time for today's random facts-based pop quiz. Here with today's question is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
All right, so far you guys have been good about like filling up every single line that we've got, and I keep thinking I'm putting out questions that might be tough. So I'm going to try again. See if I can stump you guys. I don't think I can. The United States Olympic Committee owns federal trademarks on three terms. What are they?
The morning show will extend into whatever time News and Views will...
You'll be surprised, man. They'll get this. They'll get it. They'll get it.
I have faith.
You could have just done a Mardi Gras fact.
Mardi Gras and merry-go-rounds.
Yay!
All right, that is for a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. By the way, you guys will be enjoying delicious ribeyes tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
Steak and eggs.
272-9228, by the way.
Scrambled in my beautiful new copper pan, plug-in pan downstairs. Maybe ingredients that come entirely from Food Outlet. 272-9228 is the number now.
Something just happened. I can hear in my headphones now.
Oh.
Now I'm afraid to move because I won't hear anything.
Hold that position.
I can't for the next... bless it.
Said that. 272-9228 or en español arieco. This is when the numbers really kick in, the calls, when I give it in Spanish. Tres, tres, cuatro, dos, siete, dos, nueve, dos, ocho. Notice how that rolled right off my tongue.
Hey, when do we know about
after traffic?
Okay.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just had an accident called in by one of our wonderful listeners on Chantilly Parkway in front of the Liberty Gas Station. So watch out for that one.
Also, South Court Street at Southern Boulevard, there's an accident with injury that's still working. And don't forget, watch out for the fog this morning. There's patchy fog all around the area. You want to get your real estate license but can't attend classes? Do it online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
It is 7:37. Let's say we go to the phones and see if we can get a winner on today's pop quiz question. And our first contestant is Lori. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey,
good morning.
You're awfully chipper and happy.
Well, y'all make me chipper and happy in the morning.
Well, that's good. We're glad we could do that. Do you know the three terms that the U.S. Olympic Committee owns federal trademarks for?
Olympiad, and go for the gold.
You are correct.
Bye, sexy.
Yes, victory.
Woo-hoo. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Hey!
Oh, yeah! You got it.
All very right. Impressive. I didn't think anybody would get that.
Why?
I mean, it would take time.
Oh.
So well, you have a $10 food outlet. Have you ever shopped at Food Outlet?
I love Food Outlet.
I love you.
Which one is your food outlet that you go to?
Well, my favorite one is Millbrook because they're a little bigger and they have a really nice produce over there. Just excellent. A lot of times I just stop by the Prattville window because it's closer to where I live.
Right, Cat Heaven, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm love a Coliseum that. Boulevard guy myself, but I got to tell you, you know, because you brought up something I wanted to mention about Food Outlet. They do a phenomenal job on displaying the fresh fruits and vegetables at all three locations. And it looks very inviting. And the first thing you see when you come in, and it's been this way, I'm almost a shopper there for 5 years now, are the bananas. 46 cents a pound. That was the first thing that told me, wow, I'm going to save money here, because at the chain store I shopped at, the lowest I ever saw was like 63 cents. 46 cents is like two-thirds. If I could start saving that kind of money, it adds up, and I've been a regular ever since. So thank you so much, Lori.
Yes, but I feed five men in my household, so
whoa.
I love Food Outlet.
Let me recommend you go in and walk out with you, because you can get, with your certificate, a 20-pound bag of russet potatoes for $5.95. So you got your potatoes covered. How about some tomatoes? You can use the rest to get three, four packs of delicious vine-ripe tomatoes.
Potatoes and tomatoes.
Potatoes and tomatoes. And still have change left over from that 10. So
yeah,
you're in good shape. And by the way, you like the sirloin tip I made?
Of course, yes.
You missed that yesterday. I made it with a rub.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. I learned how to make a paste that you rub on the meat and bake it. And it's like, it's wonderful. Lori, please hold.
You
one of my meat recipes coming up on Newstalk 93.1 FM.
You'll have to forgive me.
What now?
What now?
What the crap, what now? I think the mic was still on earlier when I was trying to explain what's going on with my headphones.
Yes.
Like, I feel I'll have it in one ear, and then I'll have it in the other ear, then I won't have anything at all, then I'll have them both come on at the same time. So I'm kind of just in this, like, my head feels like a snow globe being shook around.
What's your phone number?
Audio wise, I can't explain it, but I feel like I'm about to fall over. Like, I can't get my balance right.
That's our conundrum today. What does Emily Hayes have in common with the Memphis Journal? I'm sorry. I'm being flippant today. I don't know why I'm sort of.
Because I came back.
Speaking of conundrum, we didn't get a list.
No. Actually, we did.
What kind of a host?
We did. We did. I haven't.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, it's my fault.
And here I'm ready to go down and self-mutilate.
That's not funny.
Because I thought I had failed you guys.
No. Just picturing Greg sitting on the stoop.
That is not funny.
I take my job very seriously.
He's a cutter.
When I fail you... And I use rusty blades just to show.
Oh my God! Stop.
That's a great name for a talk show. Hey, Rusty Blades.
Rusty
here.
Oh my God! I Rick, oh my God.
Hey, we're almost as
adorable
as Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Patchy dense fog will slow you down in spots this morning. Take it easy. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy day, mild for February. Can't rule out a stray shower or two somewhere in the area today or tonight. High today, upper 60s to around 70. Low tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's high around 70 again. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers. Upper 70s on Thursday with a small risk of showers both Thursday and Friday. Friday's high in the mid-70s. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you can stay on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Valentine's Day.
I got a Valentine's Day. It kind of creeped me out.
Really?
It seemed really inappropriate for my proctologist.
I open mouth kissed a horse once.
Do you want all your saliva back?
Love you.
What else would a man in love say?
It was a harmless little kiss. Why is everybody making a big deal about this?
Where specifically was the busiest place you and your husband ever made whoopee?
This love has taken its toll.
Fox Business Network. PepsiCo wasn't selling as much soda in the latest quarter, but its business was better than expected because it's been cutting costs. Soda and snack sales were down from a year ago. PepsiCo also says it will pay some employees bonuses up to $1,000, passing on savings from the new tax law. Gunmaker Remington is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company expects to stay in business during the reorganization process. General Motors is closing a factory in South Korea in May. GM is pressuring union officials to help it cut costs. It has three other factories in South Korea. It has already closed or downsized businesses in India, Russia, Western Europe, and Southeast Asia. The Dow was up 410 points Monday. NASDAQ was up 107. S&P was up 36. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th, will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going to give off, and some of them will be in their booth off and on all day, and a $50 gift certificate every hour will be given away.
Again, the date and time of the Eastbrook Flea Market's 24th anniversary sale.
February 24th from 9 until 6.
All right, Dot, what are your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Plus, Rosemont Gardens offers same-day floral delivery throughout the River Region. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
One drive in a Subaru and you want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that'll make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, I'm Kelly from Pet Palace Hotels, the Tri-County area's premier pet resort. Stop by for a tour of Pet Palace Hotels, where we specialize in boarding, grooming, and daycare. Mention this ad to receive $10 off a bath or grooming. Pet Palace Hotels, 565 Pike Road, in between Vaughn Road and Highway 80, a mile from CVS. Like us on Facebook.
Pet Palace Hotels, where your pets are treated like royalty.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here at the Acme Dating Service, we have sworn to find a date for Emily Hayes, and we're still looking. Still looking. Today, we have assembled a panel of likely candidates. Bachelor number one, do you like the song Africa by Toto?
No.
Bachelor number two, do you like Mardi Gras?
How about no?
Bachelor number three, do you like 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, you guys can go.
What are we going to do now?
I don't know. I've worked hard on this case. It's been so long since you had a date, I don't know what to do.
Don't be mad at me.
Oh, well, I'm not mad at you. How are you holding up?
And I've gone flipping mental. I have lost it.
Well, we've tried the Magic 8 Ball, the Ouija board. We tried science.
Science.
Yep.
Science.
I've asked everyone to go out with you, except Ramon the janitor.
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
Who do I look like? Jay Scott? Hey, Ramon, you want to go out with Emily Hayes?
Yes, I'm sorry. I do not speak English, okay?
I think I got a bite. Emily, don't do nothing till you hear from me.
Cool.
Ramon. Ramon. Hello, sucker.
Life is horrible.
7:48. We got a lot of great Valentine's stuff. Some that we've had in the past. Like this classic.
It was a day that was like any other until...
Hello, accounts receivable.
Oh, hi, honey. What? Of course I know what today is. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no!
February the 14th. It's the terrifying, heart-pounding tale of trying to find a last-minute gift for your sweetheart.
What am I going to do? Chocolates! Yeah, I'll just get her some chocolates! What? You're out? How can you be out of chocolates, hon?
February the 14th. Terror has a new name, and it's Valentine.
What the? No cards? Just pink envelopes? What?
February the 14th. It'll be a massacre in malls everywhere.
There's... Yeah. Go ahead. Ladies first. In fact, there's a list today of common etiquettes.
Yes.
Or etiquettes that we should exercise, that we should still adhere to.
Oh, can we talk about that while I'm here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
I was just going to say, I've never had some kind of stellar, super amazing Valentine's Day, ever.
Never really made a big deal out of it.
I tried to make a big deal of it one year. And yeah, that was bad. Therapy.
Should we play the Brandon call?
Oh, from 50 Shades, yeah.
I need to text Jack and make sure we're still on for going to see 50 Shades Free this afternoon evening.
This afternoon evening.
I'm almost tempted to call in sick this afternoon so I can find out what theater you're in and go sit three or four rows behind. I would love to see that. Yeah, common etiquettes, classical behaviors, phone etiquette, out in public, parties and events, and meal etiquettes. All of that kind of stuff there. And we do have a few more Valentine's Day. You got to hear the John Madden thing, too. That's hilarious. That's one of my all-time favorites. Valentine's Day. It's 7:50. So let's tell you what. Here's what we'll do next. We got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. So let's give it away with today's conundrum. That's the other game. All right. A study found out that men are, in fact... Because all we hear about in the news are all the things that women can do that men can't, okay? We're going to turn it back on us. Something that men are 50% better at than women. And this is from science, not opinion. What is this skill that men have that 50% of their, you know what I'm saying? Anybody have any idea what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. What is the skill that we are 50% better at doing? Eventually. 272-9228, and the winning answer will get you a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
So when did Rusty make that?
Over the weekend, because it was fresh yesterday.
Oh.
Why, did something change over the weekend that he needs to amend that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm still going to die, and nobody's going to find me for 2 weeks until my cats are gnawing on my bones.
It'll be, there'll probably be a third and a fourth in the series. Anyway, what is the skill? A study determined that men are 50% better than women at understanding this, basically, is the right word. What is it that we're better at understanding than you? 272-9228.
What?
I'm going to go back down to the thinking stage.
Let me ask it.
And get out the rusty
get
plate.
Get out the rusty plate.
That's not funny.
You know what I was going to do?
Can I read it just like this?
I went to the you know that basket we have with all the condiments in it? And I was going to open up a ketchup and have it running down.
Oh.
Okay, I will leave.
Just as a joke, you know?
No, it's not. I don't find that funny. A study found men are 50% better than women at understanding this.
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
I can't really remember exactly what you said. It was convoluted.
Were you not listening? I don't know. You give us crap all the time for not listening.
Because y'all never listen to me.
What? Sorry, that was just... You teed it up.
You really did.
It up like a golf ball on the driving range. I had to hit it.
Yeah, I almost thought about calling in yesterday. Then
and
I figured
it's such
fun.
A great... People are climbing out of the woodwork to participate.
Oh.
James is the first one out of the knot hole.
Morning, guys.
How are
Morning.
You?
All right. Spell your name in the snow when you pee.
My God.
I'm hearing. I'm sorry.
That's one of the best conundrum answers in
the world. Well, thank y'all. Have a good day.
I missed it.
You should
wear your headphones, sweetheart, and that way you can hear what's going on.
Why does that sound familiar to me? He said men are 50% better than women at
spelling their name in the snow.
Tinkle typing, they call
tinkle
that.
Typing.
Tinkle typing. Wee wee writing.
Let's see what other names he can remember. You're in trouble now. Duh.
Oh, man. We're class acts.
Look at this guy's name.
Ken P. Hey, Ken.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it balancing a checkbook?
It's a skill. Understanding how to balance a checkbook is not the winning answer, but a fine, fine guess.
But Lord knows my wife cannot do that.
Lord knows Emily Hayes cannot do that.
All right, thanks.
I hope you carry overdraft protection.
What's your name?
272-9228. It's something that men are 50% better than women at understanding. How about that? The world has given men credit for being better at something than women.
Hang on.
In this I hate men world that's promoted by the media.
No.
Here's Vaughn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vaughn.
Can I try the conundrum?
Of course.
Please do, yes.
Okay, is it math?
Hold it. I need a clarification.
I mean, checkbook.
Spell that.
M-A-T-H, math.
Oh, math. I'm sorry, that's not it.
Oh, I know what you thought she said.
Yeah. Great guess.
You thought she said meth.
But
No,
I did not say meth. Meth. This conundrum is turning into a real masterpiece. Yvonne, thank you so much for trying. Try again, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Like immediately would be good.
Hey, so Jack Campbell has confirmed that we're going to the theater tonight.
Theater. Oh, boy. The theater.
Which theater are you going to?
I don't know. I just texted him. I said which theater and what time. I mean, because, you know, I don't get to take a nap during the day. I have to work straight through to 5:30.
Mm.
And we'll just have to go from there.
I forgot to play the... I have to work till 5:30, and then I got to do this, and then I got to do that. The Godfather. And blah, blah, blah.
What's it like to take a nap every day, sir?
Here's a great love gift for yourself. If you would like to do away with glasses, we've actually had people gift this to their significant other because they knew they would love to have LASIK and set up an appointment at Montgomery Eye Physicians in Montgomery Eye LASIK. And the first step is free because they have to use the refractive surgery counselor and equipment to determine whether or not LASIK is an option for vision correction for you. Then if it is, as technology improves, the price continues to come down, and it's affordable for most anybody. If you do need a little extra support, that can be arranged with care credit for qualified customers. So if you would love to open your eyes and see the world as you did when you took that great vision for granted, call Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK at 272-2020. Make an appointment. Learn more about LASIK and Dr. Swan and Shin, two of the best in the whole darn country, at getlasik.me. All right, let's run the gauntlet here and see if we can't come up with a winner. Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Hi. What is this skill that men are 50% better than women at understanding?
Well, I know they can do this a lot better than I can. Reading a map.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the answer we're going to accept. We use maps to what? Navigate.
Navigate, yeah.
Yeah, but okay,
if it wasn't for my GPS, I wouldn't know where to go. I can't read a map. I don't know east, south, north, west.
Look, some of the best in my Griswoldian days as a kid when we went on station wagon family vacations were the arguments my mother and father would have if she was trying to figure out the map while he was driving. We're going 70 miles an hour on a two-lane road.
Yeah, but aren't women more likely to stop and ask for directions if they're lost than a man is?
That's true. But we're just talking about navigational skills. It's one thing that men can say. We're better than you at this.
You have to make that face when you do
that and throwing a knuckleball. Hang on. We're gonna tie you right up with a $10 seafood bistro gift
card. Jelly tie.
All right, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Beth, hold on. We'll be right with you. And Fox News is coming up.
Attention, Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and